of God in this hour. Amen. It's going to take sacrifice and believing and trusting and walking by faith and not by sight. Amen. I am determined to walk there. Amen. I'll be the first to admit I am not a perfect man by no means, but I serve a perfect God and his blood is for me and I call upon it often because I need the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ in my life daily. Hallelujah. I want to be a man that has a heart broken before God. Amen. A broken and a contrite heart. God says, I will not despise. Amen. Some of us need a broken heart. You need a contrite heart. Amen. Pride has welled up inside of some of us. Whew. Got no sticky fingers today. I'm turning your Bibles to Romans 8:1. Thank you for the word of God today, Brother Pritt. I'm going to tell you from the onset of this message, I didn't know what I was going to preach till about 2 o'clock this morning. Matter of fact, I really didn't even want to preach today. I tried my best to get the man that's going to be with us next week to come and preach. Amen, Brother Warren Finney will be with us next week. And I pray you come to ready to hear a word from the Lord. He is a man that has been converted from Trinitarian doctrine to the oneness of God by God himself. God spoke to this man and he saw the truth and came to be a part of the apostolic church. Amen. Tell you what, God is moving. God is touching and moving on the hearts of people in this last day. And he's saying, I'm getting a bride that is ready, that is hungry, that wants my spirit. Amen. He is moving on hearts and minds. And if you do not have that peace and that mercy and that love in your spirit before you leave here today, like Brother Pritt said, you can't blame anybody. There's nobody else to blame. Yourself. Amen. It is a free gift. It is a powerful gift. And it only takes submission and turning yourself from the sins of this world and saying, God, I want to surrender to your love and mercy. Period. It's that simple. You can't get perfect and then get God. That's impossible. That's why we're going someday where he's going to make us perfect. In that moment, we're going to be changed in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, God's Spirit is going to change us into immortality. Right now, we're human. We're flesh. We have the Spirit of God in us if we allow it to be in us. But one day, he's going to make that a change. And we're not going to fight against this old flesh. Amen? We got something to look forward to. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Colossians 3, 1 through 10, and I'm going to be reading out of the New American Standard Bible. It says, therefore, let me read it from up here. Therefore, if you have been raised up from Christ, keep seeking the things above, which Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above and not on things that are on earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immortality, impurity, passions, evil desires, and greed, with which amounts to idolatry. For it is because of these things that the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience. And in them you also once walked with you were when you were living in them. But now you also put them all aside. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self, which is evil practices, and have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. Again, I laid awake last night trying to figure out what I was going to preach, and I come across what God has put in my heart to speak here today. I knew he's preaching on authority, teaching on authority, but I didn't know I was going to walk all down through his message again here in a little bit, or as I'm speaking right now. But God knows. Amen. And we serve God, who is a spirit. Amen. He lives inside of us. He guides us. He helps us to know and understand what it is his body needs. God has been trying to get a hold of this local assembly. Amen. He's been bringing men of God through here. He has been bringing messages through me and through other men in this church. God has been speaking overwhelmingly for the last couple of years to this church that we need to search our hearts, examine ourselves, and see if there be any of these ways in us. And if they are, to rid ourselves of these things. Why? Because God wants a pure bride. Amen. He don't want, he was sickened by the people of his day that walked around beating their chests, saying how great they were and saying how wonderful they were, and just on the inside they were full of dead man's bones. Amen. We've got to examine our hearts and minds and say, God, do not let me be like the Pharisee and the Sadducees. All those God despised. He could not stand their works and their hearts. But we've got to be pure and holy and understand that we are a body working together. And when the body has got infection in it, the rest of the body comes to the rescue of that body and starts helping get rid of that infection in its body and get it out so that the body can be healthy and that we can do what the body is designed to do, and that's to reach the lost. But notice we're not reaching the lost right now because the body has some infection in it and the body needs cleansed. There's some infection in the body that God is trying to get somebody to let the blood flow to and to touch and heal. Amen. I'm going to speak about kill the flesh and live in the spirit. Amen. We are living in the flesh, folks, and the flesh is desiring to do what it pleases. It fights us daily. Amen. The flesh is a hard thing on our own to get control of. That's why the Holy Ghost was given to us. That's why Jesus did what he did, because he knew in the Old Testament they could not follow the law. But the Holy Ghost got a hold of them. God says, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon them. I'm going to give them power in the Holy Ghost to tear down the walls of the flesh, to tear down the strongholds of their lives. Many a great heroes of the faith had issues giving into the flesh. We know all about them. David was a murderer. Peter denied the Lord. Abraham tried to help God out. Jacob was a liar. Thomas doubted. The list can go on and on and on and on. You're not alone. You're not alone in your struggles. You're not alone. God sees the things that you have not control over. But God is trying to say, let my spirit in to help you. Let my spirit, let my blood flow to you so that healing can come into your life. Why? Because I want to use you. I want my spirit to dwell inside of you. I want the Holy Ghost, you to have power beyond measure so that his glory can come and work through your life. Many of us are struggling to win souls, to talk to people. We can't get their attention. We can't get them to focus on the things of God. It's because we got things on our own self that we can't allow the Holy Ghost to work in. Because we're proud. We don't want to share what we're struggling with. We don't want to talk to our brothers or our sisters and say, hey, help me with this. Help me cleanse this out of my life. Amen. I thank God for some men in this church that have begun to become a network, that we come together and we talk about our problems. We talk about some situations that we're struggling with, and we're allowing the presence of God to say, hey, I'm not perfect, Brother Pritt. I need God. I need you to help me to let God be perfect in me. Amen. I need the Holy Ghost to flow in my life. Amen. I want to make it to heaven, and I want to take as many people as I can with me. Amen. That is my goal. That is my heart. That is my life. I want to live for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Many, like the men that I talked about, like to give into their flesh. Amen. Many of us here like to give in to our flesh. We eat things that we know we shouldn't be eating. We drink things we know we shouldn't drink. We devour things that please the flesh, the taste buds, the longings of our flesh. God's saying, I don't live there. I've got a higher place in the Holy Ghost that you can live in. I got a place that I can take you to where you don't have to be under the desires of your flesh if you'll let my spirit be alive in you. We like to blame the devil, but we just like to give in to our own flesh. Man, the devil's really been hard on me this week. No, you haven't been in the spirit. You haven't let the Spirit of God flow in you. And you haven't let God's presence overwhelm your life. Your flesh has control. And you're liking it. Amen? Galatians 5:19 through 21 says, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, divisions, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. And I know you're thinking right now, who's that in this place? I'm here to tell you it's the Pharisee and the Sadducee that don't want to expose the deep things that are in the heart. They're the hidden things that God sees. And God has been knocking at our door and saying, saint of God, get into your closet and find out what you got going on. Because I'm trying to get your attention, Saul. I'm trying to wake you up and get you to see what is in your heart. That you are holding on to these things that are not pleasing to me. And you need to kill your flesh to those things and let the Spirit be alive inside of you. Because I want to make you perfect through me, through my righteousness, through my goodness. Walking in the flesh will condemn us. We are powerless when we give in to these works of the flesh. How can I avoid walking after the flesh? I'm here to tell us the first thing I need to do is realize when I gave my life to Jesus Christ, I did just that. You did that. One day you came to the realization that you wanted to be born again of water and of the Spirit, and you died in repentance. You fell at an altar in shame and just sadness of what you have done to our Lord, and you prayed and you asked God to forgive you. That, my friend, was dying to the sinful nature of your flesh, saying, God, I know that my flesh is evil. I know that I cannot get this right unless I give you supreme authority in my life. And we died. We laid ourselves down at the cross and we said, Jesus, take control of me. We went down into a watery grave because we didn't want that fleshly body to rise up again. And we buried that stinking thing in Jesus' name in a watery grave so that the blood, the righteous blood of Jesus Christ, could come upon us and give us fresh new life. Amen. Paul said he was a slave. Slaves didn't have any options of what they wanted to do. Amen. When you were a slave, you did what your master said. When you were a slave, you obeyed. You did what was told, you were told. Amen. Paul said, I am a slave. We must realize that when we came to Christ, we died. We repented and our flesh is, we put it down. We tried to kill that unruly member. We need to realize that we need to continually, every day, keep that dead flesh buried in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to die out to the flesh every time it rears its ugly head in our lives. Amen. Don't disguise it. Don't hide it. Don't say that nobody knows about this. I'm here to tell you, don't allow that thinking in your life. That is dangerous. That is getting close to the tree, Brother Pritt. That is getting too close to the things that God despises. And you need to say, God, help me to rid my spirit of those things. Help me, God, to get that out of my life. Let me talk to somebody. Let me help me to get over this in my life. I need help. Body, minister to me. Blood, flow to me. Somebody help this man. I don't want to live like that. We need to kill the flesh and live in the spirit. Amen. Kill the flesh. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me, Jesus said. Hallelujah. That's daily repenting. Daily saying, God, I'm a dead man walking. Right. Hallelujah. Let this thing that is trying to take control of me be overcome by the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19, it says, what, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? We don't have this sanctuary is not the temple of the Holy Ghost. It is a place where we come to worship and allow the Spirit of God to move in. But you, my friend, each one individually here are a separate temple for the Holy Spirit that dwells in you. Amen. You are the priest of your temple. Amen. And when we unify, we become one. And the Spirit of God can reign freely and do its will and purpose to meet and help everybody in their lives to overcome and to be delivered and be set free. Amen. For ye are, verse 20 says, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are whose? God's. That's why I encourage you to get out and move in the Spirit, because your body is not your own. It's God's, and God is pleased when you obey His word and give Him praise. Do His name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's saying, God, you are supreme authority over my temple. I want your spirit to be in me. His spirit can't come in if there's flesh in the way. Amen. It's only when the blood is there, the blood has covered that sin that you did. Amen. That he can have access to you. Amen. That's what kept him, hallelujah, from the old time. Amen. Was his blood was not shed. Sin was only pushed back. Sin was only delayed until Christ became that supreme sacrifice for your sin, is sin remitted. Amen. And we can live free and holy and righteous lives through Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't have to beat ourselves up because we messed up yesterday. We just need to call upon the name of the Lord and allow the Holy Ghost to flow fresh and anointed way in us. Amen. Every day ought to be a Holy Ghost time in Jesus Christ, because His righteousness is in us. Amen. Not mine. Amen. I'm fooling myself when I think I am righteous without Him. Amen. I am going to be condemned. I am going to be said, away with you. Don't fool yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Rid your mind of I am good enough. We're all in a bad way. But for the righteousness of Jesus Christ, I need to really understand that when I gave myself to Jesus, I became His property. I don't have a right to do the things that displease the property owner. Right. Amen. Hallelujah. I am sold out to Jesus Christ. David said, "Search me, O God. Know my heart. See if there be any wicked way in me." Hallelujah. Get into my spirit, Lord. Get down into the shelves that are behind the door. Clean out the closets. Get in all the corners, Lord God, that unrighteousness can be, Lord God, and get rid of it. I want to die out to this flesh, and I want the Holy Spirit to reign inside of me. I want God to get hold of me. I must come to grips with the fact that I am a child of the King, and he resides in my temple. So I must keep the Spirit alive in me. Hallelujah. I've got to keep this fire burning. That's why he said, stir it up. Stir it up, Timothy. The gift that I know when I laid my hands on you, that you received. Amen. It's up to you, saint of God, amen, to stir up the gift that's within you. You need to get that fire stoked up. You need to get that Holy Ghost burning once more, amen. You need to let the Spirit come alive in you. You need to let the Holy Ghost not just be a tinkling flame. It needs to be an inferno of passion, an inferno. God says, I can't stand lukewarmness, just barely flickering fire. It's either got to be hot or cold. Amen. Don't play around with God. Amen. Get the fire roaring in your life. Get the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let the power be in your life. Amen. Get bold in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I really need to understand that when I give myself to Jesus, I become, I am alive, not in me, but in Christ. The Holy Ghost, His power, the anointing, the Spirit of God resides in me. And now I can do great things. One of the best things I can do is to memorize the Word of God. And this next verse is a powerful verse. If you can begin to put this in your spirit, it says Philippians 4:8. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. This is how you think. This is how you walk. This is how you talk. Put this in every area of your life. Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. In every relationship, in every aspect of any part of your life. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Put this in your spirit. Put this in your heart. Dwell on this. Put this a lot. Make this verse become your staple. That God, I cannot go around thinking on things that are not lovely and of a good report and worthy of praise. I gotta put some things in my spirit that speak this. God's trying to help you. He's trying to say, here, you can overcome that flesh that is warring against the spirit. Amen. Amen. Believe it or not, you are in a war. Yeah. And the enemy never stops pursuing you. Amen. This is a war. Amen. And if we can get in the spirit, the Holy Ghost can war on our behalf. Amen. Worship is the way that the battle is won. Every time the Israelites went before a battle, they sent out the worshipers. They got in the spirit by worshiping, by playing instruments, by shouting, by dancing, by walking around and doing things that the Word of God says, because they were going into a battle that only God could win. So many times we fail because we're not in the right fight. We're trying to fight it with our flesh and not in the spirit. And we lose the battle. Amen. And we get discouraged and we can't figure out why God's not moving on our behalf. It's because God can't go where flesh is in control. We've got to stop and say, God, you go before me. Amen. There's a song that says, don't let me be where you're not. I don't know exactly the words I'm thinking of right now, but I want to be where the Spirit of God is. I got to be where you are, God. I've got to be where your Spirit is, because there is where liberty is. There is where freedom is. There is where truth is. There is where joy and pleasure is. There is where your glory is. God, don't let me be by myself. Let me walk with you, Jesus. I think that's what I'm thinking of. Don't ever leave me alone. Hallelujah. Don't ever leave me alone, God. I need your spirit in my life. Don't let me walk without you. Don't let me be without your anointing. Don't let me be without your glory in my life. I've got to have your spirit inside of me. Hallelujah. That's the only thing that's going to help me make it to heaven, is the spirit of God inside of me. Hallelujah. Having reign in my life. Hallelujah. Reading and memorizing scripture helps us. Bible says, when you hide the word of God in your heart, that I might not sin against God. Yeah. Amen. That way you can't tell your flesh can't have an excuse. Well, I didn't know. No, it's not. It's up to you. The Bible says, search the scriptures, for in them you find eternal life. Amen. Don't just rely upon the pastor, the teacher, to get you to heaven. Get in the Word of God yourself. That's why I encourage Bible studies. Amen. If you've not had a Bible study and somebody's asking you to give a Bible study, get it. Amen. That's going to help you. That's going to bless you. That's going to change your life. Why? Because you're going to learn the Word of God. And the Word of God is powerful and quick and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it'll get in there and it'll start cutting away the things that are displeasing to God, so that you can draw closer to God and He'll draw closer to you. Hallelujah. I can do this if I study and read and put this stuff into my spirit. Staying in the Word increases my faith. Yes. Amen. When I can see what God has done for this man and that woman, and how He delivered this people and He blessed them. Amen. It begins to build my faith and say, if God did it for them, He'll do it again. Yes. Amen. If God touched their life, he can touch mine. Amen. Because he's no respecter of persons. And God said, if you want it, you can have it. There's the key. You got to want it. Amen. You got to want it with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Paul said in Romans 8:13, it says, "For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live." You got to kill the flesh and live in the Spirit. Amen. Mortify it. Kill it. Put it under. The flesh will not do you favors. Amen. The flesh will take you down the wrong road. Amen. Don't rely upon your feelings. Don't rely upon all your desires. Don't rely upon those things. Cast them aside and get into the Word of God and say, God, I must let the Spirit be alive in my mortal body. Get some good apostolic music to listen to. Quit listening to the ungodly, worldly music that worships the enemy of your soul, that feeds the lust of your flesh, that feeds the longing and the desires of your flesh. Get rid of those things out of your life. Amen. Do what is pleasing to God. Fill your mind with anointed praise and worship throughout your day. Amen. Get in the Spirit. Amen. Let the Spirit of God daily walk with you. Am I preaching to anybody here today? Amen. Is this true, what I'm speaking to you? We need to allow the Holy Ghost daily to erupt in our lives. So much of our lives are filled with the turmoils of the world and what the world is pressing down our throat, lies and deceit and all evil things. Amen. So a good dose of the Holy Ghost throughout the week is in order. Amen. Get some apostolic preaching. Amen. And listen to it all throughout your day. Amen. And let that word seep into your spirit. Amen. Let it build you up. Amen. In your most holy faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen and obey the word of God. It'll save you. It'll help you. It'll transform your life. Here is the next best thing I believe will keep us following after the Spirit and not the flesh. Is in Luke 19:10. It says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Avoid idle time. Find a soul to disciple. Get involved with leading them to Jesus. Amen. Find someone to tell about Jesus Christ. When you're involved in leading someone to Jesus, your flesh will do the right things. It's time, my friend. You have to take and be an overcomer. God has given you His Spirit to be an overcomer in this present world. Amen. You have the ability to stand and be an overcomer. Not bow to the music of this world. Not bow to the blowing of the horns of this world. Amen. You can stand for Jesus Christ and His righteousness and be the light of His Spirit in this dying world. You have that power. Staying connected to the body helps ensure that we are not pleasing our flesh. That includes coming to church on time. That includes being in the house of God. Amen. If you're not deathly ill, I recommend you come when you're sick and get prayed for. Amen. God can heal you. If you haven't forgot, this is a hospital room. Amen. This is not a luxury boat. Amen. This is a place where bloody things ought to be and bad things ought to be exposed. Amen. That we ought to get. Amen. This is where surgery's done. Right. Amen. The tabernacle wasn't a pretty place. A lot of blood was shed. It was a messy, stinky place. The burning, the smells, all of those things. It was not a pretty place to be. That's what we need here. Amen. Is a place where people can find forgiveness. People can find redemption. People can crucify themselves at a cross before Jesus Christ and find forgiveness in their life and find freedom to walk in the power of Jesus Christ. When you're involved with the soul, you will be at church as an example of how they need to be at church. Because we know how our flesh is. We don't like to be looked down upon. Amen? Staying connected to the body helps ensure that we are not pleasing our flesh. Right. And just staying home because we're just a little tired. I don't know how many times I've come to the house of God. I could barely keep my eyes open. But when I left, I was on fire. I didn't feel like coming. It was the hardest thing in the world on a hot summer day after I've worked outside in a hot cab all day long, burning hot sun, to come in and, oh man, the air conditioner feels so good in here. Preacher's preaching some awesome message, but I could not keep my eyes open. But when I overcame and I got into the Spirit and I started worshiping the Lord and I started praising God, something started to build up in my spirit. Amen. I get refreshed in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because I don't sit on it. Right. Amen. I don't just say, oh, I'm just going to coast through this one. Right. No, I'm going to give myself wholly to worshiping God. I'm going to give myself in all of my praise to God. Because I want the Spirit of God to dwell in me. I want to be moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Acts 2:42, it says, and they continued steadfastly. That doesn't mean here or there or just a little or when they felt like it. Steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Fellowship. Getting together with one another. Fellowshipping with one another. Inviting somebody over to your house. Having dinner with them. Sharing their life together. Fellowshipping and breaking of bread. Eating together. Prayers. Having prayer meetings in your home is a wonderful way to let the Spirit of God be alive in your lives. Staying involved in a church on a regular basis helps to kill the flesh and live in the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fellowship outside the church time with other believers helps you kill the flesh and live in the Spirit. Amen. Being involved in the body outside of this 2 times a week we get together, amen, is important to our building up of ourselves in the holy faith. James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that doesn't mean that God's going to heal your cancer or that you may be healed spiritually. Amen. That you may be delivered spiritually from the things that war against the Spirit in your life. I'm talking about some deep things in your spirit that you just won't let anybody in on. Amen. And it's just you and God knows about it. And I'm here to tell you, God knows about it. You ain't fooling nobody. Amen. He ain't let us go, and he's not going to until we come to grips with the Spirit that is trying to speak and get into the lives of each and every one of us and say, get this out of your life because I want to take this church to greater things. So confess your faults. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. When we can confess and we can begin to pray for one another and ask God to get these things so that we aren't warring after them all in our lives, get it out. God can begin to make you an anointed vessel for His kingdom. Here is one thing that every person here needs to get a hold of. If you cannot do this scripture, you're a liar and the truth is not in you. We all have faults. Every one of us. You are a faultful creature. We make mistakes. We say things we shouldn't say. We act the ways we shouldn't act. We do, and we are faultful people. We're human beings. We're not going to be perfect, like I said, until God splits that sky. In that moment, He changes us. Amen. But we can allow the Spirit to reign in us. Amen. Together, as a body, protecting one another. Amen. Building each other up, lifting one another up, praying for one another. Amen. Getting a hold of eternal life. We can do that together. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned." It doesn't leave anybody out. All have sinned. Say, "I'm a sinner." Some of that was hard. "And I come short of the glory of God." Don't ever get Saul's spirit in your life. Don't let Saul well up within you and say that you just got it all together. And you know how to move the Spirit of God. And you know how to do the fighting of God's bidding. And you can just boom, boom, boom. When God's been trying to talk, and God's been trying to knock on your door, and God's been trying to speak to you, and God's been trying to say, "Come on, there's some things deep down inside of you that you won't let go of. I'm here to talk to somebody," amen, and say, "Come on, let God kill this flesh. Let the Spirit be alive in you." We got to get it out. Get the pride out of your life. You will die in your sins. Amen. You need to be the first one who can come to someone and confess your faults. Amen. The older we get in the Lord, the more easier we ought to learn this. That we ought to be open like David and say, "God, search me. See if there be any way, wicked way in me. Get this. I'm sorry, I'm going a little longer today, but I'm here to dig deep today." We all have sinned and come short of God's goodness. And we should all come to this altar and confess our faults and pray to one another. Pray and ask one another to help us to overcome the faults in our life. Don't let the devil tell you that you don't need to repent. "Well, I wasn't that bad this week." That's a lie. Don't believe that. Have a repented heart. Paul again says, "I die daily. I've got to die out to this flesh." Repentance is how you kill the flesh and live in the Spirit. 1 Peter 1:15 says, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." How you talking to others? How you speaking to others? Is the love of God coming forth from your lips to those that you love and cherish in your life? Psalms 81:12 says, "So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsel." When is the last time you ask someone else about how you treat those you live with? Once in a while, you take your car in for an analysis. How about today letting someone do a spiritual analysis on you? Let it work through the brain. What controls everything about the car and how the car operates? Let someone walk through the analysis of your spiritual life and let them take an analysis of how you've been acting and how you've been performing in your life and say, hey, there's something wrong here. This light's been beeping for a long time and you've been ignoring it. We wouldn't allow that in our car. We'd go get it fixed. We'd go pay a little extra and get it fixed. But we allow so much in our spiritual being to be unfixed that God cannot move. He's saying, let somebody do a spiritual analysis on your spirit today. Don't let that thought that just went through your head cause you to lose out with God. Oh, that, I just thought I've got it all together, and there's nothing on that anybody could examine in me that would point to anything that I've done wrong. You're the one I'm speaking to. You need to find your place in a brokenness before God. You've got a Saul spirit upon you, and you need to repent, and you need to be like David and lay yourself before God and allow spiritual analysis to kill that fleshly thing that is robbing you of His glory one day. My friend, you are in danger of falling. Matter of fact, you're already lost. Pride has already convinced you that you're above fault. Asking God for forgiveness, begging God, Lord, cleanse me. This altar's open. This altar's open today. God, I'm a sinner. Lord, search my heart, O God. See if there be any wicked way in me. God, help me, Lord, to break my will and let your spirit reign in me. Kill my flesh, God. I kill it today, God. I repent. I ask you right now, God, in humility, to forgive me of my sin. Lord God, help me, Jesus, today, God, to clean out all filthiness of the flesh and from my thoughts to my speech to my actions. God, help me, Lord, to re-examine how I act and treat those around me. Oh, when others aren't looking, God, how do I talk to them? Lord, in things that I do in my alone time, God, help me, Jesus. Lord God, forgive me of my sin, Lord God. Cleanse me, oh Lord. Let your spirit be alive in me today, God. Let your blood flow down and cover me. Let that righteousness from your throne help me, God. Lord, help me to hide the word of God in my heart that I cannot, might not, that I will not sin against you, God. Oh, Lord, help me, Lord, to be broken. Help me, Lord, not to just slough it off and say, oh, it's just another message. But, Lord, to lay myself broken before you, God. A broken and a contrite heart thou wilt not despise. God, Search me, O Lord. Search me, O Lord God. Help me, Lord, to get a spiritual examination, Lord God. Not from myself, but from someone, Lord, else that spiritually can observe my life. That I can open myself to God and allow you to make sure there's no spot or wrinkle. God, help me today, Jesus. Oh, God, help me. Help me, Lord God. Lord, your coming is so soon, God. Help us, awaken us to believe that today, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, to not have gone so long in our life hiding the things that displease you, God, to lose out with you because of our unwillingness, Lord, to repent, to cast those things far from our life, Lord God. Lord, I pray your spirit upon every soul in this place, Lord God. Let there be a refreshing, Lord, anointing from the Holy Ghost begin to flow upon every saint in this place, God. Oh, let your righteousness flood our souls, Lord God. Oh, because of brokenness, Lord God. Lord, because of allowing your blood to wash and cleanse us, Lord God. Freely you want to move among us, Lord God. Freely you want to use us for your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead, let that spirit that's trying to step forward flow in this place. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the power that I'm talking about right now. Pray that out, prayer warrior. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, come on, saint of God, join up. Come on, God's doing something in this place right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. If it's been a long time since you went there, now's the time. In the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on. That's letting God in control. Hallelujah. Come on. Oh. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, God's trying to get our attention right now. Jesus. Oh, yes, just kill the flesh. Let the spirit be alive. Come on, let the spirit live right now. Come on, press in. Press into this realm. Ooh. God. Oh, shandolo lo boya rara la kote lele sate lo boya kaya. Kurere lo satori ara maria toya. Ale mosaya korolo boya nara. It's been a good season of repentance. Why don't you link up with somebody? Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, let the Spirit of God begin to move in your spirit right now. Oh, come on, there's deliverance here right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can walk up here and lay that thing down that you've been fighting, that your flesh, you are choosing not to let go of. And God will give you the power in the Holy Ghost right now to leave it here at the altar and not take it home with you. In the name of Jesus. Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another. Hallelujah. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Yes, let fervent prayer birth forth. Oh, Jesus. God, we plead for your power, your glory to be exalted. Come on, tear down some strongholds in the spirit.
As Pastor preached today, I was struck with this thought, and it would not leave me, the question of what separates someone filled with a demonic presence and the real apostolic church. Because even the demons could worship God. Read through the Gospels. Legion worship Jesus. God is pleased with your worship. Demons know the word. They've heard more apostolic messages than we ever have. But there's only one thing that separates children of the devil and children of the flesh from the true blue children of God, and that is obedience to the word of God. Amen. I was struck with a question from God that hit me right in the chest as is on the sixth day of a fast, fasting and praying for my family. And I was thanking God. Thank you, God, that I am apostolic. And I heard the voice of God ask me, what makes you think that you are apostolic? Amen. Coming to this church does not make any one of us apostolic. And I believe, and I know, and we've heard messages preached over and over through this microphone in the last few weeks, God is wanting to take you to a place where you no longer attend an apostolic church or look like an apostolic person, but where you follow in the apostles' doctrine and you obey the word. No excuses, no wiggling, but pure obedience.
Oh, I receive that, Lord, right now into my spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, God, praise you, God, praise you, Jesus. Jesus. We're going to receive an offering. Today is, like I said, the last, our deadline for Christmas for Christ. Amen. God deals with your heart to give more. Obey the Holy Ghost. Amen. God is going to use you. God is going to bless you. But I pray that you just don't chuck this message aside, that you take it home and that you search your heart, that you keep that spirit alive in you, and let God do what he wants to do among us. We've all have to follow and be under his spiritual authority and let his mercy reign in our lives every day. Lord Jesus, bless this offering, God. We're thankful for every soul in this place, God. Lord, there's a holy hush upon this place, God. Your spirit is ministered and dealt with hearts, Lord. We pray that you will just help us to give, and that, Lord, we will receive the blessings that you want to pour upon our lives, God. We thank you for your anointing today. Bless your people, God. We want your perfect will in this place, God. We want free reign of the Holy Ghost, lives to be changed, lives to be ministered to. Lord, today we're asking you, Lord, to touch Jeannie as she's in the hospital, Lord. God, we pray that you will touch her body, God, and touch, Lord, they have found out what happened, Lord God, and we pray that you're healing upon her, Lord God, that she will be able to get out of that hospital, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We praise you and thank you for your touch in her life, God, and protecting her, Lord, from death. We thank you in Jesus' name. God bless you, Lord. Amen. Come and give if you haven't given already. God bless you. Be friendly. Love one another. We'll see you Thursday night.